Paula Kaiser Van Dam. She's the executive director with the Michigan Community Service Commission. Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly is done at the Michigan Community Services Commission?
We are actually a state agency that was created 20 years ago to actually promote and expand volunteerism all across the state.
Now, Maura Corrigan is heavily involved with Mentor Michigan, but you have oversight for that, and you're going to be teaming up with the Michigan Department of Human Services to help connect thousands of foster kids that are 14 and older with mentors from a wide variety of fields and endeavors. Talk about this program and this collaboration.
Well, we're very excited. Director Corrigan is a huge advocate for mentoring in general. She's mentored four girls herself, so she knows firsthand how important an adult mentor can be in the life of a child. And so we're really excited to partner with her. We have a network with Mentor Michigan. We have a network of about 250 mentoring organizations all across the state that we work with to help them increase the quality of their program and also expand the number of kids that they're able to serve. And so we're now really excited about this new initiative, which will be to create opportunities for kids in the foster care system to find mentors.
How many kids do you hope to find mentors for?
Well, we want to find mentors for as many of those kids as possible. We think that obviously these are kids who have had extraordinary circumstances, and to have another caring adult in their life that is consistent will only help contribute to their overall stability. So we're going to focus not only on those in the foster care system, but actually those aging out of the foster care system at 18 years of age. So we're going to be looking to pair mentors with both of those age sets.
You know, I'm sure you followed the situation at Penn State University. What will you do to let parents know that their kids will be safe?
Well, one of the things that when we launched Mentor Michigan 8 years ago that we did was we created quality program standards, and so for mentoring programs across the state. And in that, there's a huge section about screening and performing background checks on mentors. And so we've done a lot to really educate mentoring programs about the need to ensure the safety of the kid is number one, the children are number one. And so we've continued to provide training and resources to mentoring programs. But I would say to a parent that's out there, I would not allow my kid to be mentored from a program that doesn't do background checks and screening checks on the adult mentor. So that is one question as a parent they should always be asking when they're trying to sign their kid up for a mentoring program.
And Paula Kaiser Van Dam is the executive director with the Michigan Community Services Commission, and we've been talking about Mentor Michigan, which is going to be teaming up with the Michigan Department of Human Services, and nothing like kicking off a program with a big party, and today at the Lansing Center, you're going to do that.
That is correct. We have a mentoring conference going on. It's the sixth annual Premier Mentoring Conference. So we have about 250 people here today from all over the state. These are primarily individuals who run mentoring programs all across the state. And so at lunchtime today, Director Corrigan will actually be announcing this new initiative.
You know, Paula, when we talk about schools and we talk about education a lot on this program, we constantly hear from officials and from parents and from other folks that one of the key ways to help kids who are in troubled circumstances or families that have challenges is to mentor them with a positive influence. And a lot of what goes on economically or socially with kids that kind of holds them back and affects their schoolwork, putting an adult with a positive influence can help greatly.
Absolutely. And we know, you know, right now only every year we track annually how many kids are being mentored through the mentoring organizations that are registered through us. And we know right now we're only touching about 25,000 kids across the state. So there are 1,000 more who need that positive influence. And it's very easy to become a mentor. And we particularly need male mentors. Only about a third of our mentors in the state are male mentors. And there are lots of young boys out there who don't have a father figure in their life who could really benefit from an adult male mentor to really show them what it means to be a positive male. And so we would encourage any of your listeners out there to think about stepping up and agreeing to be a mentor.
All right. Before we let you go, is it too late for folks to come out to the conference today?
Sure. No, they'd be happy to. It's at the Lansing Center. They can register, right at the center, and we'd be happy to have them join us at the conference today.
And if folks want more information about Mentor Michigan, where do they go?
They just www.mentormichigan.org.
All right, Paula, thanks so much. Anything we can do to help, let us know.
Thank you.